بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دعوة الصحابة إلى الله تعالى ورسوله في القتال في عهد أبي بكر رضي الله عنه ووصية أبو بكر رضي الله عنه والأمراء بذلك أمر أبي بكر رضي الله عنه أمراءه بدعوة حين بعث الجنود نحو الشام أخرج البيهقي وابن عساكر عن سعيد بن المسيب أن أبا بكر رضي الله عنه لما بعث الجنود نحو الشام أمر يزيد بن أبي سفيان وعمر بن العاص وشرحبيل بن حسنة رضي الله عنهما رضي الله عنهم ولما ركبوا مشى أبو بكر مع أمراء جنوده يودعهم حتى بلغت ثنية الوداع فقالوا يا خليفة رسول الله تمشي ونحن ركبان فقال إني أحتسب خطايا هذه في سبيل الله ثم جعل يوصيهم فقال أوصيكم بتقوى الله اغزوا في سبيل الله فقاتلوا من كفر بالله فإن الله ناصر دينه ولا تغلوا ولا تغدروا ولا تجبنوا ولا تفسدوا في الأرض ولا تعصوا ما تؤمرون فإذا لقيتم العدو من المشركين إن شاء الله فادعوهم إلى ثلاث فإنهم أجابوكم فاقبلوا منهم وكفوا عنهم ادعوهم إلى الإسلام فإنهم أجابوكم فاقبلوا منهم وكفوا عنهم ثم ادعوهم إلى التحول من دارهم إلى دار المهاجرين فإنهم فعلوا فأخبروهم أن لهم مثل ما للمهاجرين وعليهم ما على المهاجرين وإنهم دخلوا في الإسلام واختاروا دارهم على دار المهاجرين فأخبروهم أنهم كأعراب المسلمين يجري عليهم حكم الله الذي فرض على المؤمنين وليس لهم في الفيء والغنائم شيء حتى يجاهدوا مع المسلمين فإنهم أبوا أن يدخلوا في الإسلام فادعوهم إلى الجزية فإنهم فعلوا فاقبلوا منهم وكفوا عنهم وإنهم أبوا فاستعينوا بالله عليهم فقاتلوا من شاء الله ولا تعرقن نخلا ولا تحرقنها ولا تعقروا البهيمة ولا شجرة ثمرة ولا تهدموا بيعة ولا تقتلوا الولدان ولا الشيوخ ولا النساء وستجدون أقواما حبسوا أنفسهم في الصوامع فدعوهم وما حبسوا أنفسهم له وستجدون آخرين اتخذوا للشيطان في أوساط رؤوسهم أفحاصا فإذا وجدتم أولئك فاضربوا أعناقهم إن شاء الله كذا في كنز الأعمال. Respected brothers, in the Hayat al-Sahaba, in the first volume of Hayat al-Sahaba, first of all, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi started with those ayat and ahadith, first ayat of the Quran al-Karim, which speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about those ayat and ahadith that speak about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This is the beginning. Then the first chapter that is found in Hayat al-Sahaba is the chapter about Dawat. In Dawat, all the different types of Dawat that was given and different stories are mentioned about how Dawat was given. Dawat was given to individuals also. Dawat was given to groups of people also. Dawat was given during the period of Hajj also. There are several stories about Dawat during the Hajj period and the different tribes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to, and those incidents are mentioned. Dawat that was given during the times of war, Dawat that was given during in the marketplaces, then Dawat that was given to tribes, a whole tribe was called, or the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called, and Dawat was presented to them. So all the different forms of Dawat that was given, then Dawat towards the farais of Islam, this is also mentioned in these type of stories. And then Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi follows it up with stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhum giving Dawat. Dawat to individuals, Dawat to groups, Dawat to different aspects. This is the first chapter that is found in Hayat al-Sahaba. The second chapter that is found in the volume 1 also of Hayat al-Sahaba is the chapter of Bay'at. And what did the Sahaba radiallahu anhum take Bay'at upon on the hands of Rasulullah SAW? What were the various aspects that they took Bay'at upon? After this came into their lives, then Hazrat Maulana brings a chapter on Tahammul al-Shada'id and the difficulties they experience in practicing upon the deen and holding upon the deen. And after all these difficulties, then Babul Hijrah, the chapter on Hijrat, that they finally had to leave their homes and leave their families and leave many things and they had to make hijrat in the path of Allah. One side they made hijrat in the path of Allah, and one side, the next chapter is Babun Nusra, to make nusrat of the deen, and the stories of the people that made the nusrat of deen, they made the nusrat of the muhajirin. And then the last chapter that is found in this first volume is the chapter on jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that they moved to Madina Munawwara and the challenges they faced, and they were brought and the situations started coming up where now they had to face the enemy in the battlefield. So all these types of different aspects that went through, and Hazrat Maulana has brought the kitab in such in a tartib of how the deen was established in that time and what were the developments that happened in there. In the chapter on Dawat, the story that we are reading is a chapter of the Dawat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum during the battles also. That's the story that I've read now. Sayyid ibn Musayyib radiallahu anhu says that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent armies towards Sham. He commanded Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan, Umar ibn As, Shurahbil ibn Hassana radiallahu anhum. These were the commanders of the army that were being sent to Sham. Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan, Amr ibn As, Shurahbil ibn Hassana. When they all mounted, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went out with the amirs of the army and he was going to bid them farewell. He went with them until Thaniyatul Wada, it is right on the outskirts of Madina Munawwara. They said to him, O Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are walking and we are riding. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I have hope in these footsteps of mine. They are counted in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm getting a chance to walk in Allah's path. Then he started to give them wasiyat as they are leaving. He's saying, I give you wasiyat that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You strive and you make ghazwa in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fight against those people who make kufar with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah ta'ala is going to be the helper of his deen. Allah ta'ala will help his deen. You go and do it. Allah will assist. And do not steal from the mali ghanimat. Whatever you capture, you are not to steal in there. And you are not to betray, or if you make any agreements with somebody, you do not betray your trust. And do not be coward. And do not make facade in the earth. Do not make chaos in the earth. Do not do wrongdoings. Do not cause trouble in the earth. Whatever you have been commanded to do, do not disobey in those matters. When you meet up with the enemy of the mushrikeen, inshallah, you give them dawat to one of three matters. If they accept your dawat, then accept it from them and hold your hand back. Number one, call them towards Islam. If they accept Islam, then you accept the Islam and hold your hand back. Then tell them, those that have accepted Islam, tell them they should move to from their own places. They should come away to Darul Muhajirin, the place of the Muhajirin. They should come away to Madinatul Munawwara. They should come to slave with the Muslims. If they accept that, then tell them they will get exactly the rights of the Muhajirin. And whatever duties the Muhajirin have, that will be the same duties that will come upon them. If they accepted Islam, but they chose not to make a move and travel from their lands and come and stay in Madina Munawwara, tell them they will be treated like the Arabil Muslimin, those Muslim village dwellers that did not live in Medina and lived outside. Whatever is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has made upon the mu'mineen, it will be also for them. But they will not get a share in the fay and the mali ghanimat until they themselves take part in any of the battles. Fay is that wealth that comes to the Muslims with some agreement and somebody gives them. Then that type of wealth that will come without a fight, they will not get from there or for the ghanimat, the wealth and the booty, unless they themselves have participated in any battles alongside the Muslims. If they do not accept Islam, option one was they accept Islam. If they refuse to accept Islam, then tell them to pay the jizya. If they accept this, accept it from them. They are ready to pay money and then they will be protected, of course, under the Muslim state, and they will live under Islam and they will get a chance to see Islam. If they accept this from you, then hold your hand off them. If they refuse to accept the jizya also, then seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fight them insha'Allah. And do not go and cut their date trees down. Do not hamstring the animals. Do not kill the animals. Do not go and burn their plantations up. Not in their trees, their fruit trees. Do not break their places of worship. do not kill children and old people and women. And you will find some people who have become monks and they are staying in the monasteries. Leave them and what they are doing. Do not interfere with them. But you will find that other people who have chosen to become, they have taken shaitan and they have made signs on their bodies or on their heads. They have fastened their hair in a certain way. That was a sign of the mushrikeen that they want to follow the shaitani ways. If you find such people, then you fight against them and you may chop their necks off. So this was the da'wah that Hazrat, this was the instructions and the wasiyat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to the armies that were going out towards Sham to fight in the path of Allah. The first thing given to them, give them da'wat. And this was what was hoped from everybody. If every opportunity to them, you verbally give them da'wat, number one. If they accept it, you hold your hand back, they will become your brother, they will become Muslims. That is very good for us. Secondly, if they not accept this, they will pay the jizya. This is a chance to see the justice of Islam, the goodness of Islam, to see the life of Muslims. A practical way, maybe theoretically they didn't understand it and didn't understand your da'wat. They will get a chance to live in the lands of Islam under Muslims and they will practically see how Muslims treat them and the justice of Islam and goodness. This will also become a practical da'wat for them. If somebody still can't accept this kind of da'wat, then they were given instruction number 3, that seek Allah's help and then you fight them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to also understand inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين